The assassination attempt on Saturday against Republican nominee Donald Trump paused for a little bit the public calls from Democrats for President Biden to step aside. But that changed today. California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff is the latest high-profile lawmaker to say Biden should pass the torch. Congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh is here to talk about it. Deirdre, another day, another conversation about Democrats calling on President Biden to step aside. Hey.
Right. Still going.
Still going. So how significant is it that Schiff is now publicly pressing the president to withdraw?
It just really reflects that there's still a lot of serious anxiety going on behind the scenes and concerns that the president and the small circle of those around him are not getting the message that there are still serious concerns from congressional Democrats about his candidacy. Schiff is running for Senate. He's heavily favored to win in California, but he's an influential voice inside the House Democratic Caucus. He's very close to former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In his written statement today, Schiff says Biden is one of the most consequential presidents in history, but he says the nation's at a crossroads, and Schiff has, quote, serious concerns about whether Biden can beat Trump. He says it's Biden's call to make. Biden, for his part, repeatedly says he's not going anywhere.
Any sense today whether more calls like this could still be coming?
You know, potentially, but there's no sign the president is changing his plans. The Biden campaign got more bad news today in the form of a new AP poll that showed nearly two-thirds of Democrats say Biden should drop out of the race and let the party nominate somebody else. I've been talking to Democrats and party strategists, and they've said, you know, the combination of concerns about Biden's fitness for office combined with the assassination attempt on GOP nominee Donald Trump has just boosted enthusiasm among Republicans at a time that Democrat enthusiasm is really down. And Democrats are worried this means the map is really going to expand in terms of what races are competitive now. One Democratic strategist I talked to who advises candidates in competitive race says the advice the strategist is giving is telling Democrats to distance themselves from Biden as much as they can, count on much heavier Republican turnout, and not a lot of help from the party in terms of resources.
And this isn't the only tension among Democrats right now. There's also been a lot of concern about a move to formally nominate Biden in a virtual roll call that would happen weeks ahead of their August convention. Is that still the plan?
The plans are still moving forward to have one. I mean, this is in a sign that there's still major unrest. There was a letter circulated from some Democrats arguing there's no legal justification for doing any virtual roll call before the August 19th Democratic convention. DNC officials are pointing to an Ohio law they said creates some kind of risk that the nominee won't get on the ballot, and they wanted to sort of head off any legal challenges by doing this roll call ahead of time. But top party leaders got involved. I'm told Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries pushed the DNC, if they're going to move forward on this, to do it closer to the conventions. And party officials involved in that effort are meeting this weekend, but are saying now there will be no vote before August 1st.
This storyline has been playing out for weeks at this point. At this moment, could the party still try to replace Biden?
There's still conversation, but no organized effort. Biden is the only person who can release his delegates. He's showing no sign of doing that. He campaigned with senior members of the Congressional Black Caucus in Nevada yesterday. But the worries are not going away, Scott.
That's NPR's Deirdre Walsh. Thank you so much.
Thank you.